close our eyes in prayer.
You are everything to me, and I am not your being. I just want to
listen to what God told me. While we were worshiping, it came to me like a prophecy. He said, there is a day of remembrance. That said the Lord, that I will remember those who sacrifice anything they have, everything they have to me. There is a day of remembrance. And it is written in the Bible that there is a due time. 1 Corinthians 15, 58, 57, 59. So do not be weary in doing good for the Lord. Continue. For your labor will never be in vain. That says the Lord, there is a day of remembrance. Your God, our God, will remember you. Oh, yes. Anything that you have sown into his kingdom. You
thank you.
Jesus' name I ask. In the kingdom of God, there is a wealth transfer. Father, you did that to Abraham. You did that to Isaac. You did that to Jacob. You did that to David, Solomon, to Jesus, to the disciples, to all the Saint Joseph. And that thing is wealth transfer. This morning I lift up my hands and I ask, and in the kingdom of God, Father, I command the transfer of wealth into the life of your people. And reward everyone according to your word. Those who have deposited, who have deposited and sowed and planted their wealth into the kingdom. Father, reward them. Reward, for there is a day of remembrance. I thank you, Lord, for hearing my prayer in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Give God a clap offering. The Lord told me that while we were worshiping, some people received message and revelation, and they have to share. Greetings to everyone in Jesus' name, the leadership, the choir, our visitors. We welcome you dearly. And this is Victory Life Evangelical Temple. The temple of God is in us, and we never fail, we never stumble, we never fall. Every day we are moving from victory to victory. And thanks be to God that he has given us victory in Christ Jesus. May God richly bless you for being here.
And
if you are here, let all your whole being be here. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Greet the next person and say, brother or sister, you are welcome. God bless you.
You are welcome.
And we thank God for the happy birthday, gentlemen. One
day
I'm begging everybody, if your birthday, please, let us know your latest cell number so that we can reach you.
Some of you,
when we call you and we didn't hear from you, we feel pain. Hallelujah.
Because
it is your day. May God richly bless you. We thank God also for those who are writing all kinds of examination. May God grant all of you success. Let us give God a clap offering for success. Amen. Did God speak to somebody during the worship? Did God speak to anybody? Okay, give it to us, Pastor, quick. By the grace of God, give it to us.
John chapter 3, verse number 31. He who comes from above is greater than all. He who is from earth belongs to the earth and speak about earthly things or earthly matters. But he who comes from above is above all. Amen.
Amen. God has spoken. He who come from above is what? From heaven. Those who are on earth. It's like Jesus talking to Nicodemus. He said that those who are born of flesh are flesh. Those who are born of spirit are what?
Spirit.
Amen.
Amen.
May God bless us. Today we are also continuing giving, under sowing and reaping.
phansi kokutyala nokuvuna.
Oh, planting and harvest.
Okanye ukutyala nokuvuna.
Sowing and reaping means you plant and you harvest.
Uyatyala uvuna.
Let us go to Matthew chapter 19.
Asiyeni ke kuncwadi ka Marko.
Verse
27.
The only way we can answer that this thing is very, very, and I need to rush you a little bit. Let us begin from 16, but we are reading far to 20, so let us be fast. Hallelujah. Matthew chapter 19, verse 16. We're reading down to 28, but we must be a little bit fast. Hallelujah. 1, 2, 3.
Now a man came up to Jesus and asked, "Teacher, what good thing must I do to get eternal life? Why do you ask me about what is good?" Jesus replied, "There is only one who is good. If you want to enter life, obey the commandments."
Have you got this one correctly? Somebody came to Jesus, very, very rich man. And asked God, "You are a good man, Jesus." Jesus said, "I'm not good."
So,
in the whole universe and the world that you see, there is only one person who is good. God. But in this world, we are looking for good men. Is that not so? We are looking for good men. We are looking for good men. But we know we are not good, but we are looking for good men. Because we are rich, we think we are good. That's what this man thinks. Because we know, we think we are good. Because we don't do this, that is called sin. You think you are good in the eyes of God. Because you do this and that, you are good in the eyes of God. And this is the man who represents us. He is rich in something. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The man is rich in something.
He's
a young rich man. You are rich in something that makes you feel good. Anything you are rich in it. I'm not talking about money. Some people are rich in strength. Some people are rich in their mouth. Some people are rich in their mind. Some people are rich in actions. Some people are rich in good cooking and all that. Good writing. Rich in scholarship. Anything you have in abundance of you, it makes you rich. And this man has abundance of something. So
there's
a young, rich man. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And this man came and saw that though he's rich in something, but he found a young man also, a 33-year-old young man, and came to him that, "You are also good. I am rich, but you are good in something." Hello.
Hi.
A good thing satisfies a person's life.
When we
say something is good, it satisfies your life. So he's rich. I came to the man and said, "You are good." And Jesus also said, "Never, never, never.
What do you say?
I am doing only what has been given to me. I am doing only thing that a good man, one good person in the whole creation has given to me, has planted this thing in me." So Jesus didn't take the credit for himself. Hello.
Hi.
I am good in in representation of God.
Ndilungile kummeleni uThixo.
Have you here in the Bible that?
Uvile apha eBhayibheleni ukuthi?
Oversearch it for me.
Ayikhangela.
Today you understand the meaning of life.
Namhlanje uzawuva uboma ngokutyala nokuvuna.
Proverbs somewhere says, good name is better than what? Riches. Jesus knew this. Jesus, he knew this. Just tap good name, you get it easy.
Proverbs.
Good name is better than what?
Riches.
But because of riches, we are not good. And when we got riches, you want to be good.
Will
credit you good. When you rob God and you rob people, you rob people's life. You make people life miserable and all that. You want to be good. Let us read. And put it in your daily. 1, 2, 3.
A good name is more desirable than great riches.
To be esteemed is better than silver or gold. If you come to Vitre Life, you have
rich.
Vitre Life, we have pure milk.
Well, banda, sinebisi elimileyo.
Good name. Paul. Peter. James. John. They were looking for good name. I will show you the 12 disciples. They can be rich. Jesus saw them and didn't he command them to have more what? The net, draw more fish. Why Peter didn't go and sell those fishes and become richer and go? But when he saw Jesus, he saw that there is something good in the Lord. More than the world riches. So be a good man. Be a good man. Be a good woman. The Lord has made you. Is it okay? So, let's go back to where I was opened. Let's go back there. And
which ones?
A little bit back so that we can refresh our mind. And he said,
why do you ask me about what is
teacher, what good thing must I do? A rich man. Listen. A rich man asking Jesus, I am rich, but I want something good that can make me to enter the kingdom of
God.
In other words, everything you are rich in it will never take you to heaven. We are pursuing riches. I am number one. We are all pursuing what? Riches. Everything, every company, everything where you go, every business is pursuing for profit. So we are escalating things to make profit. But this is a very rich man who came to Jesus and said, I am rich. But teacher. Hey, if you want to be good, you need a teacher. Somebody must teach you what
it
is. It's not a dream, it's not a passion.
It is
sit down and be taught. Those of you who don't come to Thursday Bible studies, you mix a lot.
We
have fantastic. God himself teaching us. And he said, let us go. What good thing must I do to get eternal life? There is a big question here. A very, very big question. Can my riches take me eternal? So I need a good thing to do
andiyenze
for the good man of eternal life
ukuze umuntu andinikeze
ubomi so that I can be rich forever
ukuze ngibe sisityebi naphakade
is that not so so that I can who want to have money today and tomorrow died
ngubani ofuna imali abe sityebi namhlanje
ngamhlanje let me tell you I have witnessed a funeral about last year.
It
was very painful. A young graduate, a young Ghanaian
girl,
chartered accountant,
a woman.
The company he's working with, every year they change the car.
Every year
they do this, what we call this A4, what car is that? Audi. So every year they give this woman a brand new latest Audi.
Bamnika imoto
SS. That is her profile. What is in the benefit of his company profile?
Yinto ayifumana
ivule company yakhe. This nice Audi open tops with electronics.
Imoto kenteke.
Shattered accountant. If you can just stop there and rest your peace. And can't get everything, brother, in
crosser.
African language, something we miss sometimes. Hallelujah.
We are stealing.
You are very good.
We are stealing, but
you are very good, yeah. So if you can, then that's why we e-motor car. That is simple. Because you can't get it in our language, you see. Hallelujah. Today, our language is down. Mm. We, our age, our generation, you can't speak one sentence without putting it English, you see.
You can't.
I'm not happy about what you are doing. You say something and you miss it up, so it's fine. Today there's no the right English. So this woman just had a baby.
Is it
happily married? The husband is also chartered accountant. This woman have a child. 1 week. She died. If we have not witnessed some deepest heartbroken things, he is the father's breadwinner. He looked after the father very well. The father spent all his years to look after this young girl. And the father was by then 2 months or 3 months on pension. Then this young girl died. Oh, if it is a shop. If it is a shop or saloon. Or any business. The father can go and sit there. Highest certificate, chartered accountant,
CA.
Graduates who can use it to work for the company. If you haven't got eternal life behind, and you spend all your time pursuing, can that one take you to eternal life? This is what the rich man was afraid. So teach me. What must I do that can get me eternal life?
Jesus
said, why do you ask me about what is good? Do you know the meaning of good? It is only one person. Genesis chapter 1. Whatever the Lord created, he said,
look,
and it is what? Good. It's only one person who created things. Say things are good. If God has made things good, it cannot be good. You can enjoy your happiness and sorrow. It's only God who can make things good. So if you want anything good,
we are learning.
Look for God's principles and guidelines. Spoke to me, there is a day of remembrance. Let us go. Jesus replied, offer down, the same place. Is this there? See, Jesus replied, there is only one God who is good. If you want eternal life, he said, don't ask me good thing.
uthi singibuza into ezilungileyo.
For good thing, nobody is good except God make you good. But for that eternal life, where good sits, where good come from, where good is installed, where good is banked, where good is invested, where good is built. If you want eternal life, obey the commandments. Because it was in the Old Testament. Jesus was in the Old Testament. He hasn't died by that time. So obey all the what?
The commandments
of God. Okay, so move us on. And what did this man said?
Which one?
What the commandment is 10.
Hey.
Which one? Pastor, which one? I don't smoke. I don't drink.
And chai and said.
I don't gossip.
And said.
So which one?
Gompi.
You don't pay tithe. You don't give to God.
And
you don't sow. You
vow,
you don't pay.
We are
so you are asking which one?
Chai.
Let us see. Jesus will give him one that he can obey it simply because he's a rich man.
Okay. The man inquired. Jesus replied,
he said, do not murder. Do not commit adultery. Do not steal. Do not give false with testimony. Honor the father and mother. Love your neighbor. If you are a rich man, can't you obey this once?
You
are rich. Who are you going to kill for money anymore? You are rich. In those days, you can marry more than one wife. So you have many wives. And it's not sin. You are rich. He can give the mother and father whatever money they want. Is it not an honor? You are rich. Thou shalt not steal. I'm rich. Where do I steal? So Jesus told him, those ones a rich man can obey. And the man said, okay, eternal life is so close to me. Let us move on. He said, Jesus said, do not see the false witness. Am I going to lie? So that I can extort money. I am rich.
This is
so eternal life is this. Don't you? Have you killed somebody? Do you commit adultery? Do you steal? Do you have grudge with your mother and father?
No.
Then the man said, Pastor Scotty, sit down, you are interrupting. And the man said, God bless you for
bless
today.
You. Thank you.
It's like teaching, so it's very difficult to interpret.
Amen.
So I'm sorry for that.
Thank
God,
you, Pastor.
Give our pastor a good clap offering. And honor your father and mother and love your neighbor as yourself. Wow. And Jesus will give you a full stop. Do you love your neighbor as yourself? You are a rich man. How many poor people surround you? How many people have not eaten today? How many people are not wearing clothing? So you choose and pick what you can do easily. You pick and choose what people cannot point fingers onto you. Because everybody who commits adultery will say, that is it. Anybody who steals, that is the thief. Anybody who false witness, that is the gossiper. Anybody who do not honor the father and mother, everybody know this is the bad child. Loving your neighbor as yourself is a choice. Is that not so? It is a choice. And Jesus said, love your neighbor as yourself. But this man is so great, let us move forward over quick. All these things, I have kept it. The young man replied, because loving your neighbor as yourself, the man is saying, every year, every month I throw a party. And everybody come and what? Eat. Is it not loving your neighbor as yourself? Yeah. Every time after church, I buy you pie. Don't I love you? love you. But if loving your neighbor as yourself, Pastor, I've never seen somebody who loves him. Hallelujah. So that is a difficult thing. But the man said, I have what? Obey all this. What do I do? What do I still lack? Give me this eternal life and let me go. I came to ask you a question. A good man, give me the eternal life so that I will live and enjoy my life and enjoy my money forever. Give it to me. And what does the Bible say? Jesus said, the great man. Jesus answered, let us go. If you want to be perfect, go and sell possessions. Good. Do you understand what Jesus said? You can search your goodness by your own eyes. But what you tell is good. Jesus said, let me put you to a perfection. That good of God make a man perfect. That good that comes from God make a man perfect. But mankind have make a pick and choose to make themselves good people. Hallelujah. And good people means I don't gossip. I don't commit adultery. I don't do this. I don't do that. So I am good. But Jesus said, if you are good, go to another level. Good, better, best. Is that no? No, not there. So go to better, best. And the best is being what? Perfect. Okay, and Jesus said, we're talking about sowing and reaping in the kingdom of God. Saints, I want you to know, Christianity is based on sowing and reaping. The normal life, even outside Christianity, depends on sowing and reaping. Even in the world aspect, what you do for me, I do for you. You see, Ghanaians, we have something. If somebody dies, everybody donate. If somebody is doing it, everybody donate. Some people are clever. They will come, they will not donate. It is so wonderful that whatever you do, if million people come, you remember those who donate and you remember those who do not donate. I don't know how that written code works. That secret code works too much. When we meet like this and it's my father's funeral, I know everybody, all of you came. And when I meet you, I know you donate, you did not donate. And when I meet you, I can say you did come and you did not come. Okay. Some people did not come to my father. I met them in battle. Pastor, we are sorry. I said, don't be sorry. This is a give and take. It is a give and what? Take. Don't be sorry. Yes. My father will die in the raining season. Yours will be in a storm. Somebody one will be in a sunny day. But the secret code say that what is good there is this. Did you come? Is it not written in the Bible? Cry with those who are crying. Is it not written? Mourn with those who are what? Mourning. So if you put weather and your circumstances in the place of my place, my wedding day, I invited you, didn't come, and you want me to attend your birthday. In the world aspect, it is give and take that makes people live. Are you with me? It's the same sowing and what? Reaping. That makes somebody your friend. That makes somebody your enemy. If you don't come, he sees you, you are no more a friend. I invited you, you never come, you are no more a friend. You receive it. But when it comes to your turn, you want me to donate. Hallelujah. Today, how much is a transport fare? If you from here to Mtata alone return, petrol will be 400 rand. And when I come, I have to donate. Mine, you didn't come. Yours, I must spend 600 or 1,000. Have you seen that the world even live at give and take? Those who pay tax, the government give you certificate to continue your contract. If you don't pay tax return, what happened? They block your what? Contract. The whole world is living on sowing and what? Reaping. But Christianity don't understand properly unless somebody tell you and force you and command you before you know how to sow, how to reap. You won't spend time to come and do anything for God in jail. God himself will pay. God pays. So don't, there is no voluntary thing in the Lord. We call it voluntary working. It is not true. Everything you do, God, Jesus Christ himself will what? Pay. So let us continue. He said, Jesus answered, if the, you lack nothing, but you think you are good like me, then be perfect. Go and sell all your possession and give to the poor, and you will have treasures in heaven. Then follow me. Do you have treasures in heaven? If God is coming today, look how much money has God given you the whole of this year. Are you sure? Even 1%, I'm not going to tell tight. 1% of your income is not invested in the Lord. But when you say there is a bypass, yay. When we say this is my turn, yay. Where is my time? Yay. Is my what? Yay. Where must God steal? God is not the thief. God is not like the devil who robbed Peter to pay what? Paul. God doesn't rob Peter to pay Paul. It is the devil who makes people to steal from other people. Managers are stealing from the company coffers. They are, the people are stealing from the old Makulu's grant. They are stealing from there to make their same rich. People were stealing from other people's banking account. But God never do that. So when God say, it is the year of your blessing, it's the year that I will make you, he has got a fine truth principles. And the principle is sowing and what? Reaping. Hallelujah. So this man, okay, you are too rich. Let the rich go and eternal life come. So sell all your things and follow me. This man didn't know. He didn't know what Jesus was talking. So let us go to the next one. When the young man heard this, he went away sad. So becoming a good thing, it makes you sad. Hello? So for us to tell you the good thing, you are always angry with us. You are angry, you always say that we are not good, but you are good. Are you the good one? We don't see what you are doing in the Lord. If really God has called us, we don't see even 1% in the Lord of your income. We don't see even 1% of your time. We don't see 1% of anything you have sacrificed. But God demands from you 10%. But still, you haven't got 1% there. But you want somebody to tell you you are good. And if the right person like us will tell you you are not good, you are angry. And there are some people who say, come. Who said you are not good? Come, you are good. Sit down here. How will you enter eternal life if you are not good? Hallelujah. Because he had great wealth. What did Zacchaeus did? Tell me, what did that Zacchaeus do? If I have cheated somebody, I will pay back in what? Some what? You don't know Bible. How many times? You don't know. Now they are going to refer. Zacchaeus said, I'll double it 3 times. When Jesus said to Then listen, let us read quickly. Our time is up. I need to stop. Then Jesus said to his disciples, I tell you the truth. Read it with me. 1, 2, 3. Then Jesus said, Up. Again. Okay, leave there. Then Jesus said, have you seen? It is impossible. It is hard for a rich man like this, who have got so many wealth, don't want to share with the disciples. If you go to the books of Acts, when the church was established, what happened? They sell all what they want. One person called Josie Baraba. Another name is Barnabas. He's called the son of encouragement. That Barnabas, he sold all his plot and came and laid the money before them. That is it. When people hear, one thing I know in this church, when people hear that next Sunday is a tight day, then they don't come to church. Many a times we said, before we used to do pledges for fun, any Sunday we say we do pledges, you don't come to church. But you want God to do you good. There is a day of remembrance. And in that day of remembrance, there will be a transfer of wealth. I want you to hear what God is telling us, so that when it happens, it is not me. Transfer of wealth is that this rich man, God will transfer everything he has to the poor. Because they stole from the poor. So what God does, he make a provision. Your wealth will go one, and it will go to the poor. God did that for Abraham. Abraham didn't do anything. Believing God and sowing and reaping, God transferred wealth into his life. And that he said, Zacchaeus said, if I've cheated somebody, I'll give half of my possession to the poor. And if I've cheated, I'll pay back what? Four times. Four times. Hallelujah. Zacchaeus make what we call restitution. Who will restitute God? Paying back what you own God. And let God know that you have repented. We talk about repentance and we only think about you steal, you gossip, repent. But we don't talk about repentance, about loving God. Repentance about putting, as giving your sacrifice to God. When are we going to repent so that goodness and mercy will follow us? And then you take it away and put another, what we are doing. God bless you. Then, like a needle, he said, it is easier. Because in the days of Israel, let me explain here. It's a proverb, it's a parable. In the day of Israel, there was a small lean gate at the back door of the city. So when a camel that bring the things are coming, they have to bend and go through. So the camel is loaded, he cannot what? Go through. It means the camel can come in, but all the goodies must stay outside. So they call it the eye of what? A needle. Okay? They call that one the eye of what? A needle. Anybody who have go to research, go and research, who see that. So Jesus said it's like the eye of a needle, like a camel coming through with a load entering. So your riches can't go to heaven with you. Your riches can't go to heaven with you because you don't carry that load upon you. So the man was afraid to give the possession to God, to the church. So God said, it will go with you. Give it to the poor and credit yourself to the kingdom of God. And the man is so sad to do that. It is painful when we say that redeem the church from poverty. Somebody still pay 50 rand tithe. But you own a shop. Hallelujah. Amen. Then, what has you said here? Then the disciples say something. 1, 2, 3. When the disciples heard this, they were greatly astonished and asked, who then can be saved? Next week we'll continue there. Amen. Who then can be what? Saved. So tomorrow when you go home, continue. We will come next week and fix the answers. So that when the Lord tells you, give it to him, your tenth, your offering, your whatever, don't make a scapegoat. When you pay 1 month and another month you don't pay, don't try, you are beating God. The rich man was so smart, he never ends. God said there is a day of remembrance. May God bless those who redeem this church from the state of financial condition we are in by giving us your tithes and your offerings and others so that the kingdom of God can continue. May God bless those who have given everything, your time, your mind, your wisdom, your support, so that the kingdom of God will continue. Don't forget, God say, there is a day of what? Remembrance for you. Stand up. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for your goodness, for your mercy, for your kindness, because you are God. Bless us to follow your way. Let us be good according to your will, according to the goodness of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father, for blessing us today. Amen.
Amen. Please humbly take your seats. Were you blessed with the message this morning?